If I fell into that state of mind about a girl, do you think I'd lay me doon and dee? No, sir, proceeded Goodchild, with a disparaging assumption of the Scottish accent. I'd get me oop and pitch into somebody, wouldn't you? I wouldn't have anything to do with her, yawned Thomas Idle. Why should I take the trouble? It's no trouble, Tom, to fall in love, said Goodchild, shaking his head. It's trouble enough to fall out of it once you're in it, retorted Tom. So I keep out of it altogether. It would be better for you if you did the same. Mr. Goodchild, who is always in love with somebody, and not unfrequently with several objects at once, made no reply. He heaved a sigh of the kind which is termed by the lower orders a bellowser, and then, heaving Mr. Idle onto his feet, who was not half so heavy as the sigh, urged him northward. These two had sent their personal baggage on by train, only retaining each a knapsack. Idle now applied himself to constantly regretting the train, to tracking it through the intricacies of Bradshaw's guide, and finding out where it is now, and where now, and where now, and to asking what was the use of walking when you could ride at such a pace as that. Was it to see the country? If that was the object, look at it out of the carriage windows. There was a great deal more of it to be seen there than here.